elites. And the people are vigilant themselves. The elites should be vigilant too. The elites must bear in mind that any word, any analysis, any move that helps the enemy is against the nation. All of us must be careful, very careful. We should be careful about our stances, our words, what we say and what we do not say. Some things must be expressed, must be uttered. If we don't say them, we have not done our duty. And something must not be mentioned. If we mention that, it is against our duty. The elites are taking a test now. It's a great examination. In this examination, failing is not merely losing a year, it is fall. If we don't want to follow this path, then we have to use our reason, which calls us to obedience to God. That should be the criteria. Politicking is against reason. Reason is what calls to mercy and through which we can find a straight path. Those who think that through politicking they are just acting rationally, they are mistaken. Reason it was paves the way for obedience of God. And the criterion is that we should see whether we are sincere in what we say or not. Do we think of God or not? Do we say something for the sake of God or for the sake of drawing the attention of people? Is it for the sake of people or for the sake of appeasement of the audience? This is the criteria. We have to judge it ourselves. The best judge for everybody is himself. We should not deceive ourselves. We should know what we say, how we move. The path is clear. Then Mab'ath and the Prophet Muhammad was appointed unto mankind is not merely a celebration and clapping and distribution of sweets and so on. No, it is not confined to these acts. Mab'ath is a feast. And feast means an event that draws our attention to a truth. We should look at Mab'ath. We should look at Prophet Muhammad, his struggles. And then the great consequences of those struggles. It was only 10 years. 10 years in the life of a nation is just like a moment. But what great achievements he made in 10 years. This great man, the greatest man. What did he do in 10 years? No 10 years can be compared to the blessed 10 years when Prophet Muhammad ruled over the Muslims. He launched a great move and movement in the history of mankind. It was a great storm. He created a safe haven for man against this storm, a storm of life. And he showed the path to us. And he lived for 63 years only. 63. Well, we live long lives. And with childish moves, we want to traverse the same path. When we look at that movement with those struggles, sincerity and divine guidance, that the consequence is what happened after 10 years of governance of Holy Prophet. Oh God, avail us of ourselves and make us acquainted with the truths of Islam. Oh God, assist the Iranian nation the path they are traversing. Oh God, make the Imam of the time happy with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.